www.brightsideben.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on Friday, December 30th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, that'd be moi, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy, that would be moi.
Moi.
Moi and moi.
Moi.
Moi moi. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-choicers, the pro-murderers, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, America. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to be a part of it today, please give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because we all know in America there is no king but King Jesus, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And, of course, we are turning talk radio into do radio. You know, I just know there's people out there right now,
mm-hmm, they're waiting,
driving, listening to us on the radio, that are catching themselves saying the same thing that we just got done saying. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Don't let them do the thinking for you. Do your homework, folks.
That's right.
Yeah. And as I said prior to that, we are turning talk radio into do radio. Do.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Cleaning up the do.
We are the cleanup crew. You know, Terry just waits for that. Did you notice that?
I got it.
Just a reminder, folks, this up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It is about the survival of America because, folks, for the most part, Obama is not America and America is not Obama. So how do you feel about that?
I feel that is the right terminology.
All right. All right. Hey, the other thing, too, folks, real quick, if you'd like to go onto my Facebook, please do. I get requests all the time from you good folks out there, and I appreciate it. Let's stay in touch. Just as long as you're not one of these lunatics, weirdos, assorted bad guys, so on and so forth.
Those lunatics.
Skeptics, lunatics, bad guys, scoffers,
atheists,
enemies. I want you on my Facebook.
That's right.
If you're not one of those guys.
But you can become a fan of the Sons of Liberty page if you want to be an atheist.
Well, my point was just go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook.
Yes.
Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And if you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
And again, it is Friday, so you have your weekly dose of the Bradley Dean column on WorldNet Daily. You can find it in the commentary section.
A dose.
Or go to GCN Live, which most of you folks are listening in on that station right now. You can find it on the homepage. What is going on with kids in schools, antidepressants, psychotropic medications?
What is the parallel between them and school shooters?
That's
the
right.
Link?
That's right.
Pretty
shootings.
Scary stuff.
And how much revenue is really being made by pharmaceuticals, and how much do they really care about you and your kids?
Don't want to tell them too much, but hundreds of millions of dollars for the pharmaceutical companies a day.
So when a lot of money is being made, we all know the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil.
That's right.
Do you think that the pharmaceutical companies would rather have us safe or them rich?
I think a better way of saying that is not safe, but healthy.
Healthy?
Yes.
Healthy, too.
Yes, or rich. As a matter of fact, a lot of these drugs that they're prescribing to kids today used to be illegal in the 50s.
That's right. Yes. Street drugs.
Yeah.
But
and you can
companies.
Thank Mr. Bush for being a part of that, because when he was on the board of some of these pharmaceutical companies, he kind of helped things along, you know, to
as they
to
help make, him along.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see how that works?
So there's the fascism in work right there.
Yeah.
You got the corporations.
Destructive measures.
Yep. But that is why, folks, you're smarter than that, but these things are going to burst your bubble, because even as I read through it again, I knew that antidepressants are bad. It's not a good thing to have.
No.
I also know that obeying the Bible is right. When you train up your child the right way,
you
don't throw them on some kind of a drug.
Yeah.
Even though nowadays, when the family's dysfunctional, then the kid starts to misbehave, then a doctor says, hey, there's some money attached
to that. That's what they want. That's why they're trying to break up the family constantly.
Yep.
And we also have to, that's right, to he who withholds the rod hates his son.
Mm-hmm.
So what must be love then? He who chastises his son loves his children. And that's what we used to do all the way up until the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And now people, we got these whacks out there that saying if you spank your child, then you're just way out of line. That's abuse. Well, first of all, my kid is not your business.
That's right.
And my child does not belong to the state. It belongs to me. He belongs to me or she belongs to me.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep your little meat hooks off of them. It's my business to train them up in the ways he should go, not yours.
Yeah, the
and they're looking for – that's why they're trying to disconnect the family through public schools. And what they want to do is put them through something called Teen Screen, and then they set them up with these questions, and then they ask them the questions that they're sure to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And then 20% of the kids end up on antidepressants, and the parents are saying, oh, well, that's okay. Well, what's terrible about the whole thing, folks, is antidepressants and ADHD – you ready for this? It's never been proven.
Mm-hmm.
So just thought we would tell you that.
Because kids aren't supposed to be hyperactive.
No.
So we got to put them on a pill. Or wait a minute, kids are hyperactive. That's why you discipline them, right?
Yeah.
So that they don't get out of control.
You know, and then you go into a public school and you got these pop machines all over the place. And they get pumped full of pop. And then we wonder why they're just, you know.
But it's diet pop now. I just wanted to add that.
Well,
because, you know, the fat kids, they can't have all that sugar. So they got to do the diet pop. Still filled with caffeine.
What fat kid are you talking about, Michelle Obama? I'm trying to feel, is that who you're talking to?
The big mama?
Yeah.
Oh, Michelle Obama.
Oh,
I thought you said big mama. Big mama Michelle Obama.
Yeah, I thought you were saying that. You said the fat kid.
That's right. But she's going to make sure that we're not
and by
big
the way,
mama.
There's going to be no apology for that.
That's
one.
That's right. And also, too, think about this. Her husband smokes.
Yeah.
She's definitely a healthy girl.
Yeah. Oh,
big boned, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
But she's going to make sure that all of us stay really skinny.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, at least,
because that's the government's job.
Well, you just create the problem and then you bring in the answer. You know how that works.
And you look like a rock star. Although when she goes to NASCAR,
she doesn't look like a basketball star. No, not at all. There's a lot of booing going on.
Any of you hear
folks,
that?
You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Ted Baer, publisher of MovieGuide.org. This week at the movies, we've got a good Shakespearean movie. Coriolanus, very well done, that actually shows up the occupied Wall Street crowd. It's a -2 for violence, however. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, the famous crime novel, has been made into a very slow movie. Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked, is lightweight, but fun and entertaining. Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, is absolutely excellent. A very good movie. But a caution for children because there's some action, violence, and other elements. The Adventures of Tintin is one of the best movies of the year. Steven Spielberg's best movie in a long time. For more MediaWise information to help you make good selections for family viewing at the theater or at home, please visit MovieGuide.org. MovieGuide.org.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, if you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to be talking about antidepressants today. And if you'd like to jump in at any time within the hour, again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Now, what's interesting is the USA Today recently reported that the number of Americans taking antidepressants is soaring. Who's that work for? Mm-hmm. This could possibly be in direct connection to the controversial teen screen survey given to children as young as 9 years old in public schools. Teen screen has been responsible for policing the mental health of children over the past decade. Wow. It is of note that this mental screening process usurps parental rights over the care of their own children. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a United Nations agenda, doesn't it?
Doesn't sound American, that's for sure.
No, International Baccalaureate and UNESCO and No Child Left Behind and wow. Now, folks, there used to be a day in America when parents loved their children enough to chastise them, as me and Jake were just talking about, because they taught them to know the difference between right and wrong, which, by the way, is love. They understood that the foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. That's found in Proverbs 22:15. But today, the pharmaceutical companies and their minions in government are at work trying to convince you that spanking your child is abuse rather than love. And their resolve is to label your child mentally ill, such as ADHD or ADD, so on and so forth, and put them on dangerous psychotropic drugs called antidepressants. Now, if you read the antidepressants black box for anybody out there that might be on them, just turn the box around and you'll see the black box warnings for yourselves and read the side effects on the inserts of antidepressant boxes. Some of the side effects include, you ready for this? These are the side effects. Hey, by the way, do you got that commercial?
Oh yeah, we hate that.
Remember that commercial we used to play? And it's funny, but it's in all seriousness. Mm-hmm. It makes its point.
It does.
If you can pull that up, Carrie, just let me know when you have it. But I'm going to go on with the side effects really quick.
So just to understand this makes your depression go away.
It's supposed to.
It's supposed to. That's right.
Right,
that's
right.
And that's the solution.
Yeah.
But as a result, these other few things might happen to you.
Haven't you seen that? Like when you're sitting in the airport and you look at
this
communist network news.
Unbelievable.
They call it CNN.
Yeah.
And as you're looking up at it, you're sitting there seeing what this is supposed to do to help you for about 10 seconds. And then the rest of the time, which is about 45 to 50 seconds, all of a sudden it's nothing but the side effects. So we'll talk about the side effects concerning antidepressants in just a second. Listen to this commercial, folks, and tell me how close to the truth this really is.
If you're dealing with the pain of chapped elbows, find freedom with Flarinex.
Warning, side effects include dry mouth, headache, nausea, bloating, cramping, baldness, loss of vision or hearing, sterility, vertigo, irregular bowel movements, inability to control the gangrene, paralysis, osteoporosis, lowered immunity, leprosy, brain damage, internal bleeding. If you're pregnant or nursing or know someone who is, or if you work closely with chemicals, wood, paper, or computers, if your family has a history of cancer, alcoholism, or old age, if you live alone, if you own a car or truck, if you do not live alone, if you are taking other medications such as acetaminophen or ibuprofen, consult your doctor to see if Flarinex is right for you.
Flarinex, freedom from dry, chapped elbows.
Is that not right on the money?
If he's suffering
I'm
going to
have you
age.
Play that again in just a second, but is that not
that is totally right,
right on the money? Now, I think Todd Friel actually made that up, him and his
so
producer,
good.
But it's great stuff, and I heard it, and I said, Todd, will you send that over to me?
Yeah.
But for dry, chapped elbows, did you hear the side effects? Of course, it's
some other problem.
Conjured up.
Yeah.
It's contrived. It's supposed to be funny.
But
it's just,
not far
again,
from the truth.
That's right. It shows how ridiculous people are.
Mm-hmm.
Why would the doctor prescribe something to me for dried, chapped elbows, right? And then have all these side effects like brain damage and heart attack and all this other stuff. But people go out and buy it because they believe that their doctor's doing it.
That's right.
Because they believe that he has his best interest found in his patient, when in fact, for those that didn't know, when you're prescribed antidepressants, you're actually giving the doctor a kickback.
Mm-hmm.
He gets kickbacks.
Stays in business.
Vacations.
Mm-hmm. Timeshares.
There you go.
It happens.
But we don't want to talk about that, and the pharmaceutical company surely don't want you to know how far it really goes. Let's just go ahead and play that one more time. Again, folks, this is obviously a mockery, but listen to the clarity and the seriousness of what they're trying to say in the humor of it all.
If you're dealing with the pain of chapped elbows, find freedom with Flarinex.
Warning, side effects include dry mouth, headache, nausea, bloating, cramping, baldness, loss of vision or hearing, sterility, vertigo, irregular bowel movements, inability to control the gangrene, paralysis, osteoporosis, lowered immunity, leprosy, brain damage, internal bleeding. If you're pregnant or nursing or know someone who is, or if you work closely with chemicals, wood, paper, or computers, if your family has a history of cancer, alcoholism, or old age, if you live alone, if you own a car or truck, if you do not live alone, if you are taking other medications such as acetaminophen or ibuprofen, consult your doctor to see if Flarinex is right for you.
Flarinex, freedom from dry, chapped elbows.
Well, here's antidepressants. Okay, let's back to a serious note here. Here's the side effects to some of these antidepressants: confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, homicidal ideation, alcohol abuse. You have got to be kidding me.
All that to solve your
depression.
Depression.
Yeah.
But yet you might kill yourself.
Well, that's the piece on WND this week, folks. If you'd like to see that, please go on to sonsoflibertyradio.com or go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. I got it posted. And it's a piece showing you the link between school shooters and what these kids have been placed on.
Mm-hmm.
Which America doesn't want to talk about for some reason, or they haven't been told, or the curtain's never been pulled back for them.
That's right.
As to see what the link is. Mm-hmm. But we see homicidal ideation. Now, do you remember when we did that high school, Jake, out in northern Minnesota, and that Jeff Weiss actually killed his grandparents, and then he went to the school, and I believe he shot seven students? We did that high school assembly. And what we're seeing all across the country is kids being used as guinea pigs. And they're trying to figure out why they're being put on these antidepressants when before they leave home, they drink a pop or a can of pop or whatever the case is. And then they go home, they go to school, and they're all lit up. And the teacher looks at them, and he just looked at the teacher the wrong way. And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, he's in the nurse's office and being screened for antidepression, for depression.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, for some reason, they just want to put them on antidepressants. Jeff Weeks actually killed 9 people and injured 5. Wow. Isn't that interesting?
And he was one, as you'll find in this video. Again, it's right on the front of GCNLive.com, Bradley's newest column. Also at Sons of Liberty Facebook. He was one of these young men that were assigned to antidepressants.
That's right. And what he did is he brought the school to its knees in such a fashion after he killed himself, of course, that the school has a fence around the school.
Yeah, that's
it. And then before you walk in, there's an armed guard there, and there's a metal detector. And, folks, I'm talking about public high schools.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Why would we subject our kids to that? And yet kids, irregardless if they're your kids or someone else's kids, it's really in a line of danger.
Yeah.
I mean, to put
just
your kids...
Just to send them to school.
Totally. Totally. And it's really kind of a scary feeling for these kids. A lot of the kids don't know why they're being put on these drugs. They're just told that this will help them. And then what they didn't know is things were going to get a lot worse for them.
Yeah.
Now, despite these horrific side effects, the number of antidepressants being prescribed to children has doubled in the last 9 years. More and more public schools have brought in Teen Screen, a manipulative survey for children that sets them up for an antidepressant prescription. For example, one of the questions asked is, has there been a time when you felt you couldn't do anything well or that you weren't as good looking or as smart as other people? Another question is, in the last year, has there been any other situation when you had less energy than usual? I feel that way all the time.
Sounds like a
Does
sad.
That mean I'm depressed? No, it means I'm human. Pretty sick, yeah? And by the way, who hasn't felt that way in their life at some time or another? By the way, Jeff Weiss was on Prozac.
Mm-hmm. I got a small testament to that, too. I had a cousin who was prescribed to that. She ended up hanging herself when she was 13 or 14 years old. Her mother took the pharmaceutical company to court. She eventually ran out of money because her mom didn't have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But they offered to settle out with her for like $1 million or something, just crazy. And she told them they can take their money and...
But they have to shut their mouth.
Yeah, you can't say anything about it afterwards.
Isn't that interesting? But we can.
Yep.
They have to shut their mouth. I wonder what Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris were on. Eric Harris, age 18, from Columbine High School, shot 12 fellow students and a teacher... He was taking Luvox. Wow, why is nobody talking about this? How come the press isn't out there trying to protect
our
kids?
That's right.
Folks, we're going to come back to this very topic. And I'm going to show you how nearly 20% of students who take the survey are labeled mentally ill. And then I'm going to exhibit their crimes committed and bring the link between them and the drugs that they're prescribed. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty. This year for Christmas, we would like to say a big thank you to you for all of your support. And what better gift to give this Christmas season than the gift of truth? So this year, we decided to give you, our listeners, $10 off any $10 or more purchase you make at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Choose from a variety of items, such as the My War DVD documentary series, to books, CDs, T-shirts, and more, with items up to 50% off. What gift can you give your friends and family of more value than the truth of Jesus Christ as they celebrate this Christmas season? Just go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click the store button, and enter promo code Christmas on your way out and save big. Or call us at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And from the Sons of Liberty to you and yours, Merry Christmas.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Right before the break, I was talking about how I was going to share that nearly 20% of students who take the survey for Teen Screen are labeled mentally ill, which leads to a prescription for antidepressants. They are selling this process as suicide prevention. Wait a second. Wasn't one of the side effects of these antidepressants suicidal ideation? Wow. Boy, dude, talking about contradicting itself at every step. They are selling this process as suicide prevention. However, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force found no evidence, as usual, folks, that screening for suicide risk reduces suicide attempts. In the meantime, pharmaceutical companies are raking in hundreds of millions of dollars. You ready for this, folks? A day. Well, your children are being used as a political and a medical guinea pig for their agenda to make a little extra cash. Another interesting fact, as I said during the first segment, is that the attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, has never been proven. Dr. Edward C. Hamlin, a founding member of the Royal College of General Practitioners in 1998, stated ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. To take it a step further, the video below, if you'd go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can see it in detail as to what has been laid out. And this is what we do every week. That's why we call ourselves the cleanup crew, because no one seems to want to talk about it, except Ann Blake Tracy and emboldened doctors who have the courage to stand for the family.
More parents of kids who have committed suicide.
Well, what is the link between these dangerous drugs and school shootings? Kip Kinkle, age 14, killed his parents and went on a shooting spree at his school in Springfield, Oregon, killing two and injuring 25. He was prescribed Prozac. Jeff Weiss, again, age 17, from Red Lake, Minnesota. We actually did that school. Killed 9 people and then himself. He was on Prozac. Eric Harris, Columbine High School, age 18. Shot 12 fellow students and a teacher. He had been taking Luvox. How about T.J. Solomon, a 15-year-old, wounded 6 at a Heritage High School in Conveyors, Georgia. He was on Ritalin. Did we have these problems before these were being prescribed to your kids, folks?
No.
Nope, don't think so. Every time I hear of a school shooting, the first thing I say to the crew, I guarantee you, folks, you'll find that he was on some kind of a drug prescribed by the doctor because of supposed depression.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Pittman, age 12, shot and killed his grandparents at close range, and then, you ready for this, set his house on fire. He was on Zoloft. Jason Hoffman, at age 18, wounded 2 teachers and 3 students at Granite Hills High School. He was on Effexor and Celexia, and then he hung himself in jail. Well, what are the side effects? Confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. Tori Badsgard, age 16, took 23 classmates and a teacher hostage at his Washington State High School. He was on Effexor. Here's a little girl, 14 years old, Elizabeth Bush, shot at fellow students in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, wounding 1. She was on Prozac. What about Virginia Tech? You all remember that, folks? Cho Sung Hyo went on a shooting spree and killed 32 people. He was prescribed Prozac. What about Bradley Voorhees? He's in Stillwater, Minnesota. Nicole from the crew here actually went and interviewed him in jail. Bradley shot his wife 21 times. Where he now spent, he's in Stillwater, Minnesota, in prison there, where he now spends his life in prison. He said, "I didn't know what I was doing when he was shooting at his wife. He had just gotten his Prozac prescription doubled by his doctor." Wow. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. But what are the commercials that we hear? Oh, man, it's great.
We'll solve your problems.
10 seconds of the pros and then 45 seconds, 50 seconds of the cons. Terrible. Kids are being used as little political and medical guinea pigs in public schools. You might want to do a little homework before you prescribe them, and you might want to look behind them to know what's in them.
Mm-hmm. Because, folks, there is a lot out there right now. It's not hard. You don't even barely have to scratch the surface. You can see how dangerous these things are. So if you or any of your children are being offered or the doctor is trying to prescribe them, you need to counter this doctor or whoever it is, and you also need to reach out to folks that are experts because there's a lot of different things. For example, there's a school in Wisconsin. And, folks, again, this article is just released here today on WorldNet Daily, also at the Sons of Liberty Facebook and on Genesis Communication Network right on the front homepage. But there's a school in Wisconsin that had the troubled kids. Excuse me, it was an alternative school. And these troubled kids were coming in because they're hyperactive, they're doing crazy things. They changed the diet of these kids. And you'll see this. Man, I got something stuck in my throat here. You'll see this on the video of the column that we're talking about right now. There's a video. Bradley does a 5-minute piece on this where he talks about all the stuff that we just discussed. But in this particular school, they changed the diet of the kids, and their behavior problems went out the window.
That's right.
I mean, kids are still going to be kids. They have to be trained. They have to be instructed. That's what the Bible says. Train up a child. There's got to be discipline and structure. If you don't got that, I don't care what kind of drug you put them on. If you want to put them on a drug and make them a zombie, that might work, but it's going to destroy their life.
And by the way, it's not the school's
responsibility.
Not at all to raise up your children. Mm-hmm. We are responsible for our own kids. The state is not.
That's right.
But the state will take over if you give them to them.
That's right. If you send, you know, this is a great that's a great example. If a kid goes into a school, he's constantly misbehaving, constantly talking out of turn. Next, the teacher is going to say, "What do I do to shut this kid up?"
That's right. And what have we found in public high schools, Jake? And over 331 of them, when we find those kids, what do we find? They come from broken homes.
Yep.
They just want attention.
Mm-hmm.
They want someone to love on them.
That's right.
That's really all it comes down to.
That's right, and real love. That's right.
Now. Real love. Can I also tell you one more thing, too? You said you had something stuck in your throat.
Yeah.
I think I know what it is. It's your tongue.
Ah!
Isn't it?
I'm pulling it out then. Would that be a side effect?
Jake, we're making people. We are making people smart all over the world.
I got to solve my stuck in my throat issue. I'll pull out my tongue. I mean, that's about as ridiculous as solving my depression problem with getting on a drug.
Sure.
And whatever happened back
then. I mean, if we want to get rid of crime, then let's just get rid of the guns.
Yeah. Or the cops, too.
That's
get rid of them.
That's completely contrary to the prevention of crime.
That's right.
Prevention is better than cure, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if parents were doing their job with their kids, they wouldn't be on these dangerous antidepressants or these dangerous drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if America was armed and they were responsible with the arms that they held, we wouldn't have a crime problem
That's
in our
right.
country.
Crime would go bye-bye.
It would.
You know, what if in schools, this is a great example. I think it was Dr. Hovind who brought this up. But, you know, when kids come in with guns and they start shooting up their schools, the problem isn't we need to do something with the guns. The problem maybe is why do we have public schools?
That's right.
Or why aren't schools exalting the laws of God?
Yeah.
Why aren't schools instructing kids in the fear of the Lord? Because when you fear the Lord,
That's
you're
right.
going to have good behavior.
And what did Robert Winthrop say? If they're not going to be ruled by a word, they're going to be ruled by a bayonet.
That's right.
And what are they settling for? They're tempting God to see if it will be the bayonet. And let me tell you what, the bayonet is coming.
Yep. The terrible thing about this is, and you see it in the airports right now, there's always somebody willing, a corporation willing, to mass-produce bayonets, and they're just waiting for Unity Control so they can put out a new body scanner or whatever. Lawlessness always leads to greed and corruption. And folks, unfortunately, in your country, there's a lot of folks willing to sell you out, but that all the more puts the responsibility back on us because they couldn't sell you out if you weren't buying. And that's exactly like with our children. If our children are behaving at home, if we're instructing them and teaching them the way that they should be taught, we won't have to worry about when we send them to school. We won't have to worry about people trying to put drugs on them because their behavior is taken care of. Self-government is the answer to all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And in public schools, we should be teaching and exalting the laws of God and the Bible and that type of curriculum. That's the solution, and I can just hear it now. This is what happens to bureaucrats.
Well, what can we do? What kind of system or program can we set up? We can put them on new drugs. We can have a new curriculum. We'll give them the No Child Left Behind. We're going to fix all of our problems.
Why did you abandon that which worked?
That's right.
How about the Word of God in schools? How about the Ten Commandments wall? How about prayer?
Okay, let me play the devil's advocate. Because, I don't want you forcing that on me.
Oh, you don't want to force religion. Yeah, force
okay,
laws.
Okay, so you don't want to hear and be moved by word to fear the Lord, but you'd rather be forced to take drugs that are harming your body and possibly your life and surely your soul.
Yep.
And you want to see if God really meant what he said. And that's really what it comes down to. And I'm not talking about a diabolical fear here, folks. I'm talking about a filial fear where we are sons and daughters as to a loving father.
That's right.
And I'm not talking about a legal caste neither. I'm talking about a loving caste.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just absolutely ridiculous, and it shows you what, you know, the sale of goods that have been the bill of goods that has been given to us in this generation, in the last four generations, instead of doing what we always did prior, everybody's saying, well, let's try the new thing because we're evolving and because we're progressing. Well, what are we doing? We're progressing ourselves out of obedience to God because we have no more love for him who gave us this most awesome country in the first place.
And by the way, that's
what a slap in the face.
You know, and that's not even new. I mean, it's straight out of the Marxist playbook. It's straight out of communist
Russia.
It's
straight out of the Bible. Every time idolatry came into
right.
What happens every time people departed from the law of God, that country got in trouble, and at length they were judged if they didn't turn.
Right. That's right.
And that's exactly what's happening right now in this country, folks. Folks, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to tell you about Houdini. You guys remember Houdini? Remember the greatest escape artist in history? Remember that guy?
Yes.
He was a little freaky.
He
kind of had a cool build.
That's true.
He did.
I trained him for
He was a little
bit.
Strange, though. He liked to... There was three kids that were burned to death, and he went and stared at their body. Just a real weird, freaky guy. But I want to tell you a true story about how people set him up, and they tricked him. And, folks, I want to tell you how they tricked him when we come back. 1-877-807-9977.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You are making this fun, Luann.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now again, right before the break, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I was talking about Houdini and how Houdini was the greatest escape artist in history. And by the way, he became world famous by defeating death with his daring feats. And several times he allowed himself to be bound in chains and thrown into the sea. But instead of drowning, he would shut his chains and escape. However, one time Houdini almost didn't make it. The incident happened in a small English town. Houdini had boasted that he could escape from any jail if he were allowed to wear his street clothes and to work in complete privacy. The people of the small English town were proud of their specially constructed jail, and to prove it was escape-proof, they invited the famous Houdini to try it out. Houdini arrived in the town with much publicity and fanfare. The officials then, leaving him wearing his street clothes into the jail cell, closed the door and went out of the building. Houdini was left alone. Immediately the master went to work. First he took off his belt and extracted a tough steel shaft that he would use to open locks. He was able to crack most locks within a few minutes, but for some reason this one was difficult. He worked for 30 minutes, an hour and a half. Why wouldn't it open? Houdini was so exasperated that he was sweating so hard and his confidence began to waver that finally, after 2 hours, the master was so physically exhausted that he collapsed and fell up against the door. Folks, the door swung wide open because it never had been locked. The officials had tricked Houdini. The only place that that prison door was locked was in Houdini's mind. He couldn't open the prison door because of his locked-in mentality.
Showing an expert who knows how to break out of anything, but if we can just get into the minds of people, we can break the yokes of bondage, which it reminds me of even the Sons of Liberty when Samuel Adams said what he said. Yeah. It doesn't take a majority to prevail. That's not what oppression... Oppression doesn't come from a majority of people that prevail. It comes from a minority that are keen on setting brush fires in the what? In the minds of man.
Yeah.
Brush fires of liberty.
Well, speaking of kids on antidepressants again in public schools, the doors aren't locked, folks.
Exactly.
But what's happening is you're seeing them wanting to convince the kids and deceive the kids that the doors are locked when, in fact, they're not locked. As a matter of fact, in San Francisco in 1992, they took 28 students who had the worst SAT test scores and three of the worst teachers that they could find in the city. They lied to them and told them that they were the best. Now, just keep in mind, they had the lowest SAT test scores. But they told them that they were the best. They lied for this reason, for the right reasons. You can't lie for the right reasons, but they were trying to see how they would respond to what they weren't telling them. Well, they did a follow-up on them 1 year later, and you know what they found, folks? They found out that the 28 worst test scores and the worst three teachers were now the best test scores and the best three teachers they had. Now, why is that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they were told that they were the best.
Unlock their mind.
Not the worst. That's exactly right. It says in Matthew 11:28-30, it says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest," said Christ. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
That verse is awesome because so many people... Remember the first part where it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." They stop there. They don't come unto where Christ says, "Learn of me." And then he talks about his burden. "My burden is easy, my yoke is light." Why? Because he's humble of mind. He submitted himself to the Christ. He's applied his mind to that great Redeemer and Lawgiver of our universe. And because of that, he learns how to, what? Take all of this stuff that is on in the world, because there's probably people listening right now, their doctors say, "Well, you know, you're just depressed, or you've got this or that or this or that." And they take on all this garbage onto their mind as Christ is saying, "No, learn of me, apply yourself to me and my methods." And this isn't even an emotional plea, folks, but when I became a Christian, and Bradley, I'm sure you can attest to this, even as I read your testimony book, when you become a Christian, the Lord takes all of the chains from this world and takes them off. Right?
Yeah.
You've got to resist them. It's not, you know, fairy tale land. I remember people used to say, "Well, I became a Christian, I got set free from everything, and now I'm floating on clouds." That's not what I'm saying.
No.
But what I am saying is he gives
that's
you the strength.
That's modern, professed Christianity.
Exactly right. And then that same person ends up smoking crack and gone the next day.
And how many times did we see that?
Yes, multiple. But Christ, when he equips you, he gives you that grace to overcome this world. Not without fight, but he promises you victory in the fight. That's where perseverance comes. And you know what? That's what this generation wants, going back to the kids in the schools. They want something to live for. They want something to lose their life for. They want to see value and they want to see worth.
Mm-hmm.
Not humanistically. Not, well, we need to help their self-esteem. People, you can't put a false self-esteem in a kid anyways. He has to accomplish something.
Yeah.
But when Christ's door is open to their minds and to their hearts, that's when you see
he
a complete
is the
turnaround.
Door, John 10. That's right.
And the only door.
Yep.
You can't come in as a thief or a robber. It'll rip you off in the end.
"I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me," John 14:6.
And folks, that is what works in this country. It worked in past tense. It works today. And will continue to work as we apply it to not only our kids, but in our own lives, because we are the example to our kids, and moving forward. That's why Christ has to be on the top of the ballot when you're looking for a candidate. That's why Christ should be at the top of your kids' education, even more so than his post-secondary, than all of his learning and his great grades. It has to be Christ set there, because that is the only way you're going to have victory and doors are going to be open. Otherwise, there's no sense and there's no point outside of that, because the world will dump its garbage on you. And like Houdini, unless your mind can be unlocked, you're going to fall prey to, "Well, I'm locked in. This is just the way it is."
Yeah, and that's just not true.
And I find hope in the gospel.
No. You know what I find? I find kids respond to the truth, and
that's
they
right.
see love when you give them the truth. They say the hard things to you. They love that.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, Heather was just telling me a story today where she said, "Hey, Heather, really quick, get in here real quick. I'll get her in here." She just told me a story that falls right in the line with what you said. She can say it better than I can say it, so I'll let her say it. Wait, isn't this the same Heather that we had in here yesterday?
That's right.
What was that song that we were singing?
She went to Oz and found
What was that song? What was it? I don't know. But anyways, what was the story that you were telling me just today?
Yeah, am I on?
No.
Hang on a second here.
Go okay, ahead. I'm on? Okay. Basically, when I was in high school, what happened was is my friends that I was around, their parents would let them go off and do anything they wanted. And I thought to myself, I wish my parents would do that. So one day I finally asked my mom, why don't you let me, you know, why don't you just lay up a little bit and let me do what like my friends do? And she said that she watched a TV program where these girls were in jail and the reporters were asking them questions and they said, what do you wish would have happened differently in your upbringing? And the girls had told the reporters that they wished that their parents would have been more strict, and that really hit me when my mom said that, and that's why she was so strict with me.
So that's the product of love, being strict. And Lord, all throughout the Word, you see that that's the product of God's chastening hand, his loving kindness, where David thanks God that in his afflictions he had kept him. I got two other stories. I remember just growing up, there was a young lady who had a mom who wasn't really around, barely ever at all, her dad and, you know, the folks were split. And her friend said to her, gosh, I always got a curfew. I got to be home by 11. And this other girl could stay out till whenever she wanted. She said, well, at least your mom cares enough that you're
That's
home
right.
by 11 because mine doesn't.
That's right.
There was another analogy of a young kid who was, he was an only child. His mother really loved him a whole bunch. And so what happened is this young man wasn't able to do as much as all the kids did at school. Just the different things and staying out late and staying overnight and just different things. And he said, Mom, why can't I ever do those sort of things? And she said, well, it's because I love you so much. And so this young boy says, he's correlating the two. So in other words, Mom constricts and disciplines me because she loves me. He said, because you love me a little bit less in the innocence of a child.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we're asking for, is less love when we throw off the restrictions or the shackles or self-government. Yeah. We're actually asking for less love in our own destruction.
God loves us enough to tell us no, folks. And no is not what is in the equation of what we're hearing today.
Yeah.
What we got a fix for. No, we don't need a fix.
That's
we need
right.
the truth. We need to be set free. Yeah. Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration and a member of the Continental Congress, who is also founder of five universities, said this in the defense of the use of the Bible in schools in 1791. He said, surely future generations wouldn't try to take the Bible out of schools.
Mm-hmm. Surely they wouldn't. They wouldn't be that stupid,
no,
right?
That's exactly what he's saying. In contemplating the political institutions of the United States, if we were to remove the Bible from schools, he said, I lament that we could be wasting so much time and money, listen carefully, in punishing crime, and would be taking so little pains to prevent them.
Hmm.
And whose lot does that fall to?
Yep.
All of ours, America.
That's,
it falls all to our lot.
It's something how you can read our founders and what their writings were and what they warned of, and then you can see, fast forwarded to where we're at right now, if we'd have just listened.
Well, and we can return to those foundations if we go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16.
Yep.
So, folks, when you get a minute, go ahead and check it out, Jeremiah 6:16. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Tune in tomorrow from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone, which would be Saturday. Boy, we're rolling into a new year, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, folks. We love you by what we do. Again, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, or go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Talk to you soon.
And the